Nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Veni Sanctus Spiritus repletum corda fidelium tui, amoris in eis inim accende, emite Spiritum tuum et debuntur. Orimus Deus qui corda fidelium Sancti Spiritus, illustre de questi da nobis in eodem Spiritu recta sapere, et de eus semper consolatione gaudere, per Christum Dominum nostrum.
Amen.
Cor Maria Immaculatum. My Queen, my Mother, I give myself entirely to Thee, and to show my devotion to Thee, I consecrate to Thee this day my eyes, my ears, my mouth, my heart, my whole being, without reserve. Wherefore, good Mother, as I am Thine own, keep me, guard me as Thy property and possession. Amen. Queen of all hearts, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. The purpose of the true devotion to our Blessed Lady, the purpose of the total consecration, which we will do tomorrow, at her Feast of the Immaculate Conception, and the purpose of really living the consecration, to penetrate its spirit and then to apply, to put in practice into your life, all that, the purpose of all this is so that Our Lady can change you, can change your soul into her Divine Son. That we always more faithfully and with greater love, since we receive Him every day in Holy Communion, can be with time changed into Himself, our Blessed Lord Jesus Christ. And our Blessed Lady will do so, but in order to do so, we truly must live the word which St. John the Baptist says, He must increase, I must decrease. For your meditation souls, the Gospel of St. John, first, chapter 6, verses 48 and then 53-57. I am the bread of life, our Lord says. The Jews therefore strove among themselves, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? Then Jesus said to them, Amen, amen, I say unto you, except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you shall not have life in you. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood has everlasting life, and I will raise him up in the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood abideth in me, and I in him. And then St. John, chapter 15, verses 4-7. Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of thyself unless it abide in thy vine, so neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bears much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. If anyone abide not in me, he shall be cast forth as a branch, and shall wither, and they shall gather him up, and cast him into the fire, and he burneth. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask whatever you will, and it shall be done unto you. It is that theme of the incorporation of the branch into the vine, which our Lord uses as an image for the incorporation of a soul into his organism, the mystical body of Christ, and Our Lady, if you don't put any obstacles to it, can change this vine so that there is no any more distinction in reality between the vine and the branch. And that's the ideal, that's the goal. And the true devotion will help doing this. In fact, it's one of the effects of the total consecration. And in Louis-Claude de Montfort says, in his treatise of the true devotion concerning this following, number 218, if Mary, who is the tree of life, is well cultivated in our soul, by fidelity to the practice of this devotion, she will bear her fruit in her own time. And her fruit is none other than Jesus Christ. How many devout souls do I see who seek Jesus Christ? Some by one way or by one practice, and others by other ways or other practices, and oftentimes after they have toiled much throughout the night, they say, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing. We may say to them, you have labored much and gained little. Jesus is yet feeble in you, but by that immaculate way of Mary and that divine practice which I am teaching, we toil during the day, we toil in the holy place, we toil but little. There is no night in Mary, because there is no sin, nor even the slightest shade. Mary is a holy place, and the holy of holies, where saints are formed and molded. Take notice, if you please, that I say the saints are molded in Mary. There is a great difference between making a figure in relief by blows of hammer and chisel, or making a figure by throwing it into a mold. Statuaries and sculptures labor much to make figures in the first manner, but to make them in the second manner, they work little and do their work quickly. Just remember what we said previously about this. St. Augustine calls out, Blessed our Blessed Lady, the mold of God, the mold fit to cast and mold goods. He who is cast into this mold is presently formed and molded in Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ in him. At a slight expense, in a short time, he will become God, because he has been cast in the same mold which has formed a God. It seems to me that I can very aptly compare directors and devout persons who wish to form Jesus Christ in themselves or others by practice different forms this one, to sculptors who trust in their own professional skill, ingenuity or art, and so give an infinity of hammers and chiselings to a hard stone and a piece of badly polished wood, to make an image of Christ Jesus out of it. Sometimes they do not succeed in giving anything like the natural expression of Jesus, either from having no knowledge or experience of the person of Jesus, or from some blow awkwardly given, which has spoiled the work. But those who embrace the secret of Christ, which I am revealing to them, I may rightly compare the founders and casters who have discovered the beautiful mold of Mary where Jesus was naturally and divinely formed. And without trusting in their own skill, but only in the goodness of the mold, they cast themselves and lose themselves in Mary to become the faithful portraits of Jesus Christ. O beautiful and true comparison, but who will comprehend it? I desire that you may, my dear brother, but remember that we cast into a mold only what is melted and liquid, that is to say, we must destroy and melt down in yourself the old Adam to become the new one in Mary. In order to do so, to obtain this effect, this one effect of the true devotion, You need to live day by day, moment by moment, in this dependence to our Blessed Lady, whatever you do. You constantly ask those questions, you ask for light to the Heavenly, from the Heavenly Mother. What would you do? How would you do it? And why would you do it? And then, as an obedient child, good child of Mary, you will do what she demands from you. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus.
Santa Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostrae. Amen.
In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.